What does it mean to be true to yourself? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What does it mean to be true to yourself? Is this a biblical idea? Growing up, one of the hardest things to do is to figure out who you are and what to put your identity in. If you're struggling with this right now, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called True to You by Ronica Stromberg. Have you ever heard the advice, be true to yourself, and wondered, but what does that mean? How can you be true to yourself if you're not 100% sure who you are yet? After all, you're still learning and growing, not just in your teen years, but throughout your whole life. As you make choices about what to do for your education and career, if and who you will marry, what values your family will reflect, where you will live, and everything in between, these choices will influence the person you become. If you feel confused about being true to yourself, know that you're not alone. I found it hard to know what choices to make every day to be true to myself when I didn't know for sure who I was to become. Still, I had an advantage in figuring it out. I had put my trust in Jesus. My identity is first and foremost that I am a child of God, because Jesus died and rose again to forgive me and make me part of His family. Once I recognized the identity I already held, choices to be true to myself became easier. The Bible, which is God's word to all of us, gives a lot of guidance about good and bad choices for those who want to follow Jesus Christ. As we look forward to spending eternity with Him on the new heavens and new earth, our decisions should reflect that hope. When we look to Jesus in making daily choices, we find that He sheds light on the path forward. When we dig into God's Word, we start discovering who we are, and we see that ultimately our identity is defined by our relationship to Him. In Christ, we are fully loved and forgiven. The fact that Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life, as we read in John 14:6, begins to permeate our very being. He is worth giving ourselves over to and being true to. Let's talk about this a little bit more together. When you're in a confusing situation, how do you decide what to do? Can you think of a time when God's word, the Bible, helped you decide? What was that like? If we've put our trust in Jesus, we are new people. We are dead to sin, and we have the Holy Spirit living in us, guiding and empowering us. Who are trusted Christians in your life who could remind you of your identity in Christ, help you discern God's guidance, and help you live in ways that honor and reflect His love, even when it's hard? As you and I can read in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Now, I'd encourage you to read in Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, as well as verse 105, and John 14, verses 5 through 6, as well as 16 through 18. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Well, I want to hear about them. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about Priscilla and Aquila with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.